Hello, I'm Alona Rajewska, and you're listening to Erik FM. Привет, я Алена, и вы слушаете Erik FM. You can find me online at www.alonarajewska.com. Заходите на мой сайт www.alonarajewska.com.
Erik FM International starts now.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
So many years, all people are listening to music, and they like it, but only few of us know
that music is life, is life, is life.
G'day, I'm Erik, and welcome to episode 293 of Erik FM, Erik FM International, coming down the pipes and into your ears each and every Wednesday, bringing you great music from outside Australia on Erik FM and also Stitcher Radio. We are in the middle and have reached the halfway point of No Rockvember, redressing the balance from Rocktober. Anywho, this episode could almost be called Planes, Trains and Automobiles, but let's start with some unicorn hugging. This is Erik FM International. No Rockvember continues.
Thank you. Live the truth. Shut your face rained again last night. Streets are slowly drying. Sunlight's not too bright. I don't believe it's trying. I never used to care. It wouldn't cross my mind. You'd be surprised the things I notice now. Mailman's overdue. Man upstairs is typing. My neighbor has the flu. I can hear his wife, she's griping. I never used to care. It wouldn't cross my mind. You'd be surprised the things I notice now. I'm sitting on my window seat, just watching my day walk by. There's a lot of people I should meet. If I could find a reason why. There's a whole lot of things I gotta get up and do, like finding you. I'm sitting on my window seat, just watching my day walk by. There's a lot of people I should meet. If I could find a reason why. There's a whole lot of things I gotta get up and do, like finding you. Morning streets are jammed, taxi drivers swearing. I think his rage is sham. He looks like he's past caring. I never used to care. It wouldn't cross my mind. You'd be surprised the things I notice now. I'm gonna get myself in line. Gonna do a whole lot of things. I'm probably gonna be just fine. We'll see what tomorrow brings. There's a whole lot of things I gotta get up and do. Rained again last night. Streets are slowly drying. Sunlight's not too bright. I don't believe it's trying. I never used to care. It wouldn't cross my mind. You'd be surprised at things I notice now. You'd be surprised the things I notice now. You'd be surprised. I've been thinking about you lately. I've been wondering how you are. It's been years since we went wandering through the night. You were going to write your novel. I was going to be a star.
We were young and things were sure to turn out right. And oh, the nights were warmer then. We were free from care. Nobody wished us anything but well. We had time to spare. We had time to spare. Revolution was a coming. In the vanguard we would be. We could feel the coming victory in our bones. But the music started changing, and one morning around 3, we decided we would all be Rolling Stones. And oh, the nights were warmer then. We were free from care. Nobody wished us anything but well. We had time to spare. We had time to spare. We started getting married, and we started our careers, but we swore that deep inside we'd stay the same. But the children started coming, and they seemed to swallow years, so we taught ourselves to play a different game. Now we read it in the papers, and we watch it on TV, all the politics and passion in the air. I've been thinking about you lately, and how much you meant to me, and how wonderful it was when you were there. And oh, the nights were warmer then. We were free from care. Nobody wished us anything but well. We had time to spare. We had time to spare. We had time to spare.
Oh yes, that was Anne Hills, and she is from Pennsylvania. She was a 15-year-old student at Michigan's Interlochen Arts Academy in the 1970s when she first heard Tom Paxton on her roommate's stereo. Fast forward a few years and she found herself collaborating with Tom and the late Bob Gibson as the Best of Friends Trio, 1984 to 1985. A few decades later, Anne and Tom recorded their first full-scale collaboration, Under American Skies, in 2001. And now the circle is complete with the release of The Things I Notice Now. Anne Hill sings the songs of Tom Paxton, which is her 12-song CD of all Paxton compositions celebrating Tom's 75th birthday. Prior to that, all the way from New Zealand, we heard from another guy, Mikkel John, I think. This his music is dedicated to his godmother, who was nothing short of an inspiration to all that knew her. On his quest for music, it was her that got him started. His debut album, 2012 debut album, World Stood Still, helps mark a milestone in a long journey that has spanned years and continents. What has remained consistent along the way has been his passion and his dedication. He was born in Auckland, New Zealand, and found his way to music and the guitar at the age of 4. His natural aptitude for performing brought him the honour of playing for Queen Elizabeth II when he was 11. Even with this, though, music was not the career path that he was set to follow. Years later, as a university student, he released a demo tape that got a surprising amount of airplay on local radio stations. It was then that he made the very bold move of quitting his current studies and throwing himself headfirst into a future of music. So, then before that, to open up the episode, I thought I was going to hear someone singing about unicorns, but it was Instrumentals by Larry Alan Brown, with a couple of tracks that we heard, Through the Trees of Unicorns and Danny Boy. And Larry was born in Oak Park, Illinois, in 1947, and was raised in the Chicago suburbs. He has had a long career as lead guitarist for too many groups to list, and more than he can remember. So it sounds like he's been in the industry for quite some time. Anywho, let's kick things off. This is Jim Boo Hinson, even, waiting at the gate.
I'll be at that airport, even if I have to cry. Oh girl, you'll find me waiting at the gate. I count each moment till your plane touches down. You've been gone so long, I sure miss having you around. You'll find me waiting at the gate. I'll be the one who's waving with my smiling lips wrapped around your name. A picture for the taking as our spirits dance like they're one and the same. I could look from here to the end of my days and know that I will see your smiling face. Oh, you'll find me waiting at the gate. I'll be the poor soul pacing back and forth. It wouldn't be heaven if I ain't with you no more. Angel, you'll find me waiting at the gate. I'll be the one who's waving with my smiling lips wrapped around your name. A picture for the taking as our spirits dance like they're one in the same. I'll be waiting, angel. You'll find me waiting at the gate. The sand, run out with the tide. that only memories stand against the flood of time. Be kind, my love, when you think of us. Remember. Music in the night, days without a care. Darling, close your eyes, and I'll be there when you think of me. Remember. The times we had to get there. Remember. Once the bitter pill melts into the past, someday it will, when you think of me.
To our home, and at
You are listening to episode 293 of Urk FM International. That was Samantha Casey and the Bluegrass Jam. We've Come On Down to My World, and before that, Baby Girl. And to open up that set, Jimbo Hansen. Yes, every time I see that word, I think of Hansen. Jimbo Hansen with Remember and Waiting at the Gate. Let me tell you a little bit about Jimbo. I think that's how I'm supposed to say it. He has had an interesting ride as a bisexual HIV-positive chart-topping singer-songwriter in Nashville. In his album Strong Medicine and soon-to-be-released memoirs, he explores his own battle with HIV while wrestling with the loss of many close friends to the disease. But these works also shine with fortitude, forgiveness, perseverance and love. He's been a professional singer-songwriter since his teenage years. When his voice changed at the age of 15, he lost his first record deal and took up writing instead. In 1995, he wrote the chart-topping hit Party Crowd with artist David Lee Murphy, which was named Radio and Record's Most Played Country Song of the Year. He should have been in High Cotton celebrating at the Music Row parties and hanging another platinum record on his wall, but in effect, he was hidden away and wasting away. 12 secretive years spent living as a HIV-positive man had taken a mental, emotional and physical toll, and he was preparing to die. The diagnosis was devastating, and that was in 1984, and I remember here in Australia, that was around the Grim Reaper time when AIDS first came out. And, you know, lots of terrible stories about how you could supposedly catch it way back then. So I'm not sure if he's still with us. I can't say anything to say that he has passed on. But good on him, I think. Good on him for getting out there and playing some tunes anyway and writing some tunes. Then we heard from Samantha Casey and the Bluegrass Jam from North Carolina, featuring teen fiddle sensation Samantha Casey on fiddles and vocals. They have been entertaining audiences of all ages since 2003 with their fun-filled show of traditional and original bluegrass and bluegrass gospel. She's joined by several talented musicians who comprise the Bluegrass Jam. Herself on fiddles and vocals, Daniel on banjo and vocals, Jeff on guitar and vocals, and also Dell on bass. She began fiddling at the age of 5 and gained national attention at the age of 11 when herself and Daniel won the 2007 National Oreo and Milk Jingle Contest with their bluegrass version of the Cookie Jingle. So that is quite cool. We're going to move on now to Colin Linden, and he is from Tennessee, as you might expect when you hear his tunes. From rocking electric slide to the most delicate acoustic finger picking, he is a remarkably versatile virtuoso who never strays far from the deep blues that inspired him first as an 11-year-old kid. His music is deeply rooted in traditional blues, soul, and roots rock. His years on the road playing everywhere with everyone have given him a mastery of roots music vocab that make him an in-demand producer and guitarist. It's been said that studio albums are artistic statements, live recordings are self-portraits. Colin Linden Still Alive is an epic autobiography, a tale of two countries and a multitude of genres, all rendered with total commitment, mastery, and an infectious enthusiasm that reminds us just why we fell in love with music in the first place. So here is Colin Linden kicking things off with Big Mouth, and then after that, Remedy.
Thank you. when you know how long the journey may be. It's so hard to make a clean break when the next mile is further than you can see. It's so hard to wake up when you've been sleeping for so long. Your head down when you go to bed at night, thinking that another day is gone. I wanna shout, but my tongue's too big for my mouth. I might have lost another round on account of my big mouth. Turn it up loud. Oh, but it's easy given care.
Thank you so much.
Hey friends, let me ask you a question. When is the last time you visited the Association of Music Podcasting's website at musicpodcasting.org? You didn't? What are you missing? Well, here's the deal. Each and every podcaster from the Association of Music Podcasting puts out shows on a regular basis, and you can find listings for all of those shows and all of that great music that you may be missing right there at musicpodcasting.org. We also have a Facebook page, and it lets you know every time we put out a new show. It's at facebook.com/musicpodcasting. Oh, and by the way, we're on Twitter at twitter.com/musicpodcasting.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Shadows are falling. I've been here all day. It's too hot to sleep. Time is running away. I feel like my soul has turned into steel. I've still got the scars that the sun didn't heal. There's not even room enough to be anywhere. It's not dark yet, but it's getting there. My sense of humanity, it's a going down the drain. Behind every beautiful thing, there's been some kind of pain. She wrote me a letter, and she wrote it so kind. Put down in writing what was in her mind. I just don't see why I should even care. It's not dark yet, but it's getting there. I've been to London, and I've been to Gayferry. I've followed the river, and I got to the sea. I've been down to the bottom of a world full of lies. Looking for nothing in anyone's eyes. Sometimes my burden is more than I can bear. It's not dark yet, but it's getting there. I was born here, and I'll die here against my will. I know it looks like I'm moving, but I'm standing still. Every nerve in my body is so naked and numb. I can't even remember what it was I came here to get away from. I don't even hear the murmur of a prayer. It's not dark yet, but it's getting there.
It's hard to believe that we're already up to the last track and the last artist. We just heard from a guy called Bure, and Bure is from Tennessee, and a lot of the artists seem to be in the Tennessee, Nashville sort of area on this particular episode. Now let me tell you a little bit about Bure. He is California by way of the Gulf Coast. He's a singer-songwriter taking his handle from a slick old Cajun card game and explores the grittiest corners of life after midnight. The 9-song release finds Ray recording with two separate groups of musicians on opposite coasts of the country. So his new record, Bad News Travels Fast, is a collection of songs recorded and written across the country with some great producers and players. So that was Bure, and we're going to finish up with Claire Lynch. And Claire Lynch, you might not be surprised to know, comes from Tennessee. Her singing and interpretation of traditional, contemporary and original songs is a joy to hear. With her voice clean and clear as mountain water, she sends me to a beautiful place every time I sit and listen, says Sarah Watkins. She says that selecting songs is one of the most difficult steps in the process of producing an album. She asks of each song, is it great lyrically? Does it capture the heart and delight the musical senses? Does it evoke a fresh and inspired interpretation from her and the band? As the list narrowed down to these 12, surprisingly, she found a common thread was weaving through them, choice and consequence. Our lives are a fast-flowing river of choices, from the monumentous to the trivial, each choice followed by consequences, predictable or not, intended or not. And so, let me tell you about the songs that we're going to hear from Claire, because she actually, on her bio that I'm reading from, she's actually got a little bit about each particular song that you are going to hear. When I saw the song called Crazy Train, I had to include that. Many of us have been on a train like this before. It's a hard choice to jump, but you may be glad that you did. And then after that, we're going to hear a song called Highway. She says about Highway, funny how heartbreak can turn into a journey of endless freedom. And the last song that we're going to hear from Claire is called My Florida Sunrise. She's so hot today, like a sunrise. My Florida Sunshine. She says that Florida was one of her early musical stomping grounds. Love this song from the time that she first heard it on an 8-track eons ago. So, to finish up, here is Claire Lynch. We're going to kick things off with some Crazy Train, as opposed to Crazy Horse.
Just Thank you.
That was Claire Lynch with My Florida Sunshine. To conclude things on this episode, episode 293 of Urk FM International, that you can find at urkfminternational.com. If you are enjoying your No Rockvember, No Rockvember continues on Urk FM Australia for the month of November. But if you like your music a little bit harder, Urk FM Metal Monday, each and every Monday, it's about metal, hosted by me on Mondays. And that's all you pretty much need to know, because it is awesome. If all of this music isn't enough, check out my buddies at the Association of Music Podcasting that you can find at musicpodcasting.org. There's over 40 like-minded people just like me from around the world, various styles, various genres. There should be a show at least, if not more, to suit your musical tastes. This episode is licensed under a Creative Commons license registered in Australia. All the music today came to us courtesy of Airplay Direct, and we heard from Larry Allen Brown, Mickle John, Ann Hills, Jimbo Hinson, hey, I got it right, Samantha Casey and the Bluegrass Jam, Colin Linden, Boo Ray, and Claire Lynch. Next week's episode, I'll bring you something different for the second half of No Rockvember here on Urk FM International. Until next time, I'm Urk. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. And from me to you, it's a very good night, Interweb. And thank you for listening.